Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Monday, May 9th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Vietnam's religious freedom accord with the U.S. has some believers taking a wait-and-see stance. The Vietnamese government even went so far as to release religious prisoners and reopen closed churches. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says it looks good on paper, but reminds us that Vietnam just enacted a restrictive religion law 6 months ago. And under it, just last week, police raided a private prayer service and uprooted a house church. Vietnam was number 3 on this year's World Watch list of countries that persecute Christians. And World Vision is helping flood victims in Romania. It's considered the worst flooding in the northwest part of the country in 35 years. Many roads are impassable and supplies are few. World Vision teams, though, are taking aid in and helping to rebuild homes in Jesus' name. Sometimes it's not what you say, but what you do that speaks the loudest. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Want more information on these and other stories? Go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.